Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, God, for giving us this opportunity to share the word of God with your people again. Thank you, God, for your word that we are hearing on this platform. Thank you, God, for this word transforming our life. Thank you, God, for everything that, Lord, you are using this program to do for us. Thank you, God, for every testimony that is coming in. Thank you, Father, Lord, for every soul that has been blessed. Father, we are grateful, Lord, for your mighty power. And Lord, today we are again here on this channel. Lord, we are asking that, Lord, through your word today, bless us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking that through this word, let our life be open to your signs and wonders in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that, Father, this word we are hearing today will not condemn us on the day of judgment in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as I speak your word, please, Lord, grant me, oh Lord, the awesome word, and help me to speak as your oracle today. Blessed be your name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus this morning. I want to thank God because I know you are there waiting for this program. I thank God because of the testimony that God has given to us through this program. Thank God because God is so good, God is so kind, God is so wonderful, God is so miraculous. Thank God for what he's doing in your life. I know that what he has started, he will surely finish it. What you are looking unto God to do in your life, God will surely do more for you in Jesus' name. I know that before the end of this month, God will give you a new testimony that will glorify his name in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. To him be all the glory. Help me to invite your people, or help me to tell somebody that, you know, this program, Church on the Air, is now on this network, and that God is ready and is able and he wants to bless you at this time in the name of Jesus Christ. Last week, we started talking on enforcing divine expansion. Enforcing divine expansion. Today, we are going to talk on keys to divine expansion. Keys to divine expansion. That is, what are the keys? What are the things, the attitude that will enlarge you? The, you know, the things you must possess for before God can enlarge you. These are the issues that we are dealing with today. And I pray as you listen, God will bless you in the name of Jesus. Look for a pen and a paper. Let's write down everything that God will be sharing with us this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go back to our anchor scripture in 2 Kings chapter number 6. And I want us to read from verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 1 to 7.
And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there, where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servant. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was falling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried, and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick, and cast it in it, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, take it up today. And he put out his hand and took it.
Hallelujah. Now, you know, can you imagine what marine attack there? You know, because the axe head fell inside the water. You know, that is a marine attack. You know, there is marine attack here, and they are attacking marriages, attacking lives, attacking businesses. But for your own, it will come to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let us see the first key there. You know, the first key for divine expansion is hatred for smallness. Hatred for smallness. You know, a lot of people, they attach poverty, smallness to Christianity. They think that because they are going to heaven, then because of that, you know, they must not have the best of life. The Bible did not teach us that. And I want you to know this very, very well. Because it has come to a time that even some so-called ministers of God, they now attach poverty to the kingdom life. No. You know, Bible says, for Jesus died for that purpose to make us rich. You know, we are not to be beggars. We are not born again to beg. We are not born again to be a scavenger. We are not. You know, so for you to have divine expansion in your life, you must have hatred for smallness. You know what Bible says? He said, little flock, fear not, For it is the will of God to make you big. Can you see now? That is little flock, little church, little congregation. He said, it is the will of God to make you big. So he's saying that even your business is the will of God to make it big. Are you following me now? Even he's saying that in everything in your life, you know, it is the will of God to make you big. Hallelujah. So I want you to know this morning, because some people are telling you, they are telling you that, you know, if you want to go to heaven, you will be small in this life. No, that is not it. The real thing is to prepare yourself for heaven. To prepare that, Lord, I will live in the confinement of your word. I will live according to your word because I want to reign with you in the end time. So I want us to balance all this up very, very well, so that, you know, you will not be under ignorance. You know, you not be under ignorance, and the devil will not cheat you. So it is the will of God for you to expand. It's the will of God. It's the will of God that if you are pastoring 2 people today, that by next year it will be 20. That you are pastoring 20 now, by next year it will be 50. You know, and like that. You know, it is a crime to remain small. It's a crime. It is a crime to remain small. So look at the sons of the prophet. You know, the Bible says in that verse 1, he said, and the sons of the prophet said unto Elijah, behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight, is too small. That is hatred for what? For smallness. You know, so God, you know, has prepared you to be great in life. You know, greatness is step by step. It is step by step. You know, so they said, they discovered that we must become bigger. You know, hear me, God has not finished with you. Thank God for what God has done in your life. But there's still a level he's taking you to. There's a level in life. You know, he said we have to go from glory to glory. That's why, you know, you must not remain small. You must not remain like this. In fact, if you remain like this, you know, your spiritual life, your physical life still looks like this, God will not be happy with you. The will of God is for you to grow. If you don't grow, you'll be groaning. And for you not to groan, then it means then therefore that you must look unto God. You know, you must expand in every area of your life. You must expand in your prayer life. You know, probably you have been praying for 2 minutes before. You must increase it. You must, in fact, when you expand spiritually, it will affect the physical. You know, when you expand spiritually, it will affect the physical. So your prayer life must expand. You know, you must pray the more. You know, if you want God to help you, pray. You know, if you don't pray, you become a prey. If you don't pray, you will be like this forever. So, your prayer life, even the intake of the word, you must have eagerness for the word. You must be ready to consume the word. You know, you must have appetite, thirst for what? For the word of God. Are you following me now? You must have, you know, even your intellectual power. You must seek, you know, skills. What you have learned today, thank God for what you have learned, but you must learn more. You must know more. You know, if you are a fashion designer, for example, now, and you don't know how to do some certain dresses, yeah, you must go and learn. You must go and know more. You must possess skill. You know, you must also expand in the area of your finance. If you remain like this and you are always begging for your children's school fees, does that glorify God? Is it good for you to be a tenant till you die? No. No. So, you know, in the area of finance, you have to grow. That's the will of God for you. Hallelujah. Now, also in the area of giving, you must expand. You must give them all. You know, when you give them all, you know, then you will have more also. And also, you must expand in your service to God, especially in the area of soul winning. You know, thank God, if you have been winning souls, you know, probably you have never won souls before, then you must arise. You know, you must arise. You know, you must expand. That is what we are sharing with you. That is what I want you to understand, that God will want you to do. So, you must have hatred for smallness. And the moment you have that, I'm telling you, you will expand. Number two key for you to expand is you must speak to God. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3. You must speak, you know, because these children of the prophet, son of the prophet, they prayed. Let's read that, Jeremiah 33, verse 3, yes.
Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not.
I will show you. God is saying, call to me. I will give you a deep knowledge. Eh? Expansion comes from God. And when you call upon God, he said, I will answer you, and I will show you. God will show you. Today God will reveal to you the way to greatness, the way to breakthrough, the way to your breakthrough in life. Now start to enter into it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now look at the sons of the prophet in that 2 Kings 3 verse 2. He says, let us go, we pray thee unto God. So you must engage God. People who can pray, they will not miss their blessings. If you can pray, so you know the son of the prophet in that verse 2, they engage prayers. Can you see that? So you must speak to God. Why? Because God controls everything. Everything, you know, your greatness is in God. Your life is in God. Everything you are looking for is in God. And therefore, you must pray. You must look unto God to help you. You must look. God is your helper. Hey, look at Psalm 127 in verse 1. God is your helper. God is the only one that can help you in life. You know, 27 verse 1, yes.
Except the Lord build the house, they labored in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wicked, but in vain.
So except God expand you, you will labor for nothing. I know people are going elsewhere. People are looking for how to make it in life. And they are going here and there. Excuse me, that cannot help them. Let me to read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6.
I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
It is God that gave expansion. God gives the increase. Can you see? He said, I have planted. Paul was speaking here. Apollo to my co-laborer. He too, he watered. But he said, me that I'm planting, Apollo that is watering is nothing if God is not giving increase. So see God as your help. Look at John 15 in verse 5. John chapter 15, let us see that 5. Yes.
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing.
Without me. So without God, you cannot expand. Without God, you are nothing. So that is why you must connect God. That's why you must pray. Because some people are saying, do I need God? Do I need God? Yes, you need God. You need God. There are people in the world, they are doing their own in their own way. If you know what people are doing underground, if you know how people are trying to make it, by all means, to go beyond your expectation. So, but for you as a child of God, connect God. Hallelujah. I will see you after this time out in Jesus' name.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm sure you have been blessed by this share this morning. We are talking on keys to divine expansion. We have talked about that you must develop hatred for smallness. Number two, we say you must speak or pray to God. Number three, then you must engage in positive action. You know, after you have prayed, then you must engage in what? In positive action. Look at what they say. Let us read verse 2 again. 2 Kings chapter 6, now verse 2.
Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there, where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye.
Thank you. Can you see now? So, they now say, let us now go and make a beam. So, you must put practicality. You know, you must take action. When your life lacks action, you will not expand. The moment you say you want to move forward in life, and then, you know, you must not just sit there like that. You must take adequate, action. You know, it's like praying for somebody now. When they pray for you, what next now? You must believe that you have been healed. You must believe that God has taught you. You know, this is what I want you to know, that you need positive action. And in every action, you must go outside your comfort zone. Many a times, you know, when you are taking action, it will take, you know, things you are enjoying. It can take your sleep from you. It can take one thing or that from you. You know, it will bring you forth out of your comfort zone. Why? Because there is something you are targeting, something you want to achieve in life. Hallelujah. It's like a student. You want to make a first class. Then you must read. Then you must, you know, study. You know, You must study. So you have to pay for it. I'm going to talk about that very soon. You must pay the price for what? For divine expansion. So you must engage in positive action. Or you have to probably have to go to back to school to learn more skills. You must go. Probably there are some things you must no, probably want to build a house. You must start to look for land. That's what you should do. So when you start to take positive steps, then that step will lead you to your breakthrough. What are those steps you must take right now? What are those steps you must take now? List them down and start to take that major step, and then God will bless you. Don't just sit and say, God will do it. I know God will do it. When will God do it? All this is a lazy way of life. God will do it. God will do it. No, there is something God will do. There is something you must do. You must arise to your own responsibility for God to back you up. Hallelujah. Now, principle number four, now you must secure the backing of the Lord. Everything you want to do, make sure it is God's will. You must ask yourself, this thing I'm doing, is it according to the will of God or is it according to my own will? Whose will are you following? Is it God's will or your own will? That is one thing I want us to know this morning. Look at what they said there. You know, for you to know that you must secure God's backing. Look at verse 3, you know, of 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 3, yes.
And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servant. And he answered, I will go.
Can you see? He said, I will go. You need God's presence in your life. And that was what enlarged people, you know, like Samuel in the Bible. Even Jesus Christ. Can you see that? Why? Even Joseph. You know the reason? Because the presence of God was with them. God was with them. You know, you need God's backing. For anything you do in this life, you must secure the backing of God. You must secure his backing. If his backing is not there, then you will fail. God must back you up. That is why you must understand that what I want to do, is it according to your will? Look for God's will. Make sure that you know you are not doing your own will. So they ask, God, will you back us up? And God said, why not? Look at what happened to Moses. You know, let's go to Moses. In Exodus chapter 33. Exodus 33. Let's read verse number 12. Yes.
And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up these people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight.
14.
And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest.
And you see God speaking to Moses now. Because Moses said, look, God, if you don't go with me, I will not move an inch. God, if you don't help me, who else will help me? You know, and so God gave Moses the assurance. You look, what you need most in life is the presence of God. It's not money. It's not people, first of all. The first thing is God's presence, God's backing. This day I pray, may God back you up. May God help you. When God back, no matter, you know, the confrontation you are having on that assignment, God will give you victory. The reason why you are rising and failing is because there is no adequate backing. Anytime I'm going to preach, you know what I do? I ask God, Father, please, I don't know how to preach. Back me up. Give me the word. You know? And, you know, I see God doing miraculous things through our administration. Why? Because I have asked God for backing. Who is backing you? Who is controlling your life? Who is giving you direction? That if it is God, then you cannot fail. See, Moses did not fail. Why? Because Moses prayed, God, if you don't go with us, we will not leave this place. And he said, God said, my presence will go with thee, and I'll give you rest. May God give you rest in the name of Jesus Christ. So you must secure the backing of the Lord for you to make it in life. Now let me go to number 5 because I see how many of them, but I can't finish today. I'm sure I will continue this one next week. But number 5, you must pay the price. You must pay the price of what? Of divine enlargement. You know why? Number 1, the law of success demands you pay the price you want if you want to succeed. That is the law of success. The law of success demands you to pay the price if you want to succeed in life. And let me say this one. No church can increase if the people are not willing to evangelize. When people in the church, when you're a child of God, you are in a church, you are not willing to evangelize, it means you are an enemy of that church. Why? You don't want the church to grow. Even no outsider can do well if the leader or members are not prepared to make extra sacrifice. If you are not ready to make extra sacrifice for your Christian life, you cannot grow. So you need to pay the price. Can I say this to you very, very, that there is no success on earth without work. There is no success on earth. You cannot make any success without what? Without work. You must be ready to work. No lazy man can do anything for God. So life reward action. Life will reward you based on the action you are taking. And that is why you must take good action. That is why you must ready to pay the price for what? For divine expansion. Let me say this one so that you know the law of expansion demands that you do more than you have been doing if you want increase. Now, if you want increase, you must now do more. You know, you must do more, you must pray more, you must give more, you know. Oh, you must do more, you know, because if you are still doing what you are doing before, you are doing the same thing the same way, there will not be expansion. So you must do more. Now, are you ready to do more? Are you ready to give in more for your life to grow? Are you ready to do more to study your Bible for your life to be changed? Are you ready to pray the more? Are you ready to evangelize the more? So that things become better in your life. So you must be ready to do more. You know, because expansion is not possible without greater input. Greater input of energy, greater input of finances, greater input of everything. You know, you need to put in. If you want good output, then your input will be solid. What are you ready to? Are you ready to pay the price? For you to expand? Probably they are even asking the church to sow. You say, no, I don't want to sow. You know, it's a way to expand. Our testimonies of people that, you know, that through their giving, God expanded. May you be one of them in Jesus' name. Your success is directly proportional to your input. So your input shows your success. If you put nothing, you are going to have nothing. If you don't go out for evangelism, for example, now, how will souls come to your church? How will that be increased? Some people will be praying, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, go and bring souls. Holy Ghost, to go and bring souls for you. It is Israel that will deliver Israel. That's what the Bible says. God has planted you here to what? To win the souls for him. Hallelujah. So ordinary contributions leads to average results. When people in the church are making ordinary contributions, this will lead to average results. Oh, may you not be an average man. May your business not be average. So put in more input to that business. You will see it boomeranging. And finally, if you are not satisfied with your income, increase your seed. If you are not satisfied with what you are seeing today, then double your effort. I'm sure that God of heaven and earth has blessed you this morning. I'm sure this word has entered your heart. Now start to rise up now and adopt them. By next week, by the grace of God, I will continue sharing with you on more keys to divine expansion. But don't forget that tomorrow, by the grace of God, at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, it will be wonderful. It will be great. You come with your children, come with your family, you know, and I am sure that you will never regret coming. Why? Because the power of God will surely help you, and things will be turned around in your life. I will be waiting for you tomorrow to see you in church. Thank you for your listening prayer, and thank you, you know, for your prayer request or any question you have, you can share with me. I'm ready to respond back to you. God bless you. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for Our Faith Tract in magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for Our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.